Soul Theatre Company is proud to present The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams, adapted for the stage by Elise Kozlerick, and starring Genevieve Vickers as the Velveteen Rabbit. Featuring Elizabeth Marcus, Isabel Mischke, Sarah Gray Kokish, Colette Dampier, Orin Test, Ray Vickers, Annabelle Mathias, and Lexi Jensen as the Nursery Fairy, with Jennifer Johnson as the narrator, and featuring the music of George Winston. Directed by Jennifer Johnson. There was once a Velveteen Rabbit, and in the beginning, she was really splendid. She was fat and bunchy, as a rabbit should be. Her coat was spotted brown and white. She had real thread whiskers, and her ears were lined with pink sateen. On Christmas morning, when she sat wedged in the top of the boy's stocking with a sprig of holly between her paws, the effect was charming, though at first, no one even noticed she was there.
Now, back upstairs with you. You don't want to spoil your uncle's Christmas surprise, do you?
But, Nana, I'm so excited. Can't I come down now?
Soon. We're almost ready for you.
Wake up, Model Boat. It's Christmas morning. Up and at 'em, Lieutenant Timothy. Don't you know it's Christmas morning, soldier?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, let's get a move on and find out what's under that tree. Hop, 2, 3, 4. Hop, 2, 3, 4. All right, Lieutenant. Now, I'm counting on you to get a look at my new toys. But Nana mustn't see you. You must take the hidden passage.
Yes, sir.
Godspeed and quick return, Lieutenant. Can I come down now, Nana?
Not quite yet.
Now, Captain, the sea is rough, but we've got to get to those new toys. Do you think we can make it across? Aye, aye, sir. There she blows, whoosh! The waves are treacherous, but we've got to get to those presents. Batten down the hatches, whoosh, whoosh!
He hasn't forgotten about Christmas.
No, I'm up here, Uncle. I haven't forgotten. Nana, please, can I come down?
Patience.
Is everyone ready? Can we go see?
Yes, everyone's here and waiting. Your uncle has quite a shiny present for you. That'll be something exciting, I expect.
Oh, Nana, what do you think it is? A bicycle? Oh, I hope it's a bicycle.
Well, we'll just have to go see, won't we? Come along.
Oh, I'm sure it's a bicycle. Uncle Albert! Merry Christmas, Uncle!
The cock doth crow to let you know if you be wise, 'tis time to rise.
Well, my strength has definitely seen better days. This is how my mast broke in the first place. Why does it always have to be a rough sea? Why not a peaceful lake or a nice pond with goldfish?
Why does he always call me Lieutenant? Really, I've been a major since before he was born. I really felt a spring come loose that time. Oh yes, there it is. Must he wind me up so tightly? And my sword is broken.
He's just a child. He doesn't know any better.
Easy for you to say. Sitting at ease on his pedestal all day.
Begging your pardon, Skin Horse, but you don't know what it's like. Pointy masts and rudders don't stop as easily as little rolly wheels.
You're quite right.
Well, I expect that will be the last action we see for some time. He'll be too busy with the new recruits. I only hope Nana doesn't notice my sword. You know how she likes to clean out after birthdays and holidays.
Buck up, man. We're not that far gone. If old Shabby over there can last from generation to generation, surely we can make it for more than two Christmases.
You're right. Of course, you're right.
I say, have you noticed that bundle over yonder? Looks suspiciously festive, don't you think?
Ah, affirmative. An intruder at 10 o'clock.
Well, let's have a look, man.
Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. The beggars are coming to town. Some in rags and some in jags, and one in a velvet gown.
What's he blubbering on about?
Something about velvet? Oh, never mind him. Eyes on target. Watch your back. You remember the incident with the kitten?
It's a bunny.
Confirmed, a bunny.
Hello?
Yes, ahoy there.
A bunny, and you were worried.
Shiver me timbers.
Excuse me, but why are you laughing?
Why, she's nothing but a stuffed rabbit.
Where are her springs?
Her joints.
Her mechanical what's-its.
What do you do?
I beg your pardon?
No medals, no badges, no accessories of any kind.
I have this sprig of holly.
Really? A sprig of holly? How impressive.
Well, what do you do?
I am Timothy, the soldier. Major, to be precise. I've a wind-up spring and can walk both to and fro all on my own.
Walking in circles is more like it.
I have many decorative medals and badges.
Oh no, Timothy, what's that on your badge there?
What?
Doot.
Would you stop that? Are you trying to make me look bad? And this is my old boat.
Ahoy, young bunny. Permission granted to call me captain. A few grand rules, landlubber. My mast's not for climbing, my stay's not for plucking. I tend to drift to my starboard side, so watch where you stand and mind my rudder. Can't be looking around for the little whispersnappers loitering around my stern.
I'm very pleased to meet you. I'll certainly try. And who are you?
I am the skin horse.
I see. I beg your pardon, but what's a skin horse?
Horse's skin. Why, he's made from Arabian horse's side.
Really?
He belonged to the boy's uncle. He's an antique. Some think that's something special. Fancy. Heaven knows why. Half the time I don't even know what he's talking about. They certainly don't make them like that anymore. And isn't it obvious why? His coat is bald in patches. And you can see the seam showing through underneath.
And most of my tail has been pulled out to string bead necklaces.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to whisper. I...
Take cover!
As you were, man.
One to make ready, and two to prepare. Good luck to the rider, and away goes the mare.
Little Captain, Uncle Albert got me this bicycle. Isn't it the best thing you have ever saw? Nana! Oh, Nana! My stocking! I missed my stocking! Come quick!
I'm coming!
Hurry, Nana!
Here I am, child. Well, I was wondering when you'd notice your beautiful stocking.
Oh, Nana, look! Look at the wonderful bunny!
Yes, yes, I see her.
Hello, Rabbit. Hello. Oh, Nana, I have always wanted a bunny just like this.
I seem to remember hearing that before about a toy soldier and a sailboat.
But look at her, Nana. She's different. Hello. Oh, isn't she the most wonderful bunny you've ever seen?
Yes, yes, a wonderful bunny.
Where did my nephew go?
Come along now. Come say your goodbyes to your uncle.
Here I am, Uncle Albert. Coming. Merry Christmas, Uncle. Thank you so much for the bicycle. Oh, goodness. How did I do? Was I all right? Do you think he liked me?
You made quite an impression.
An impression? Oh, I do hope he comes back soon.
I wouldn't hoist your sails so soon. If I were you, he'll forget about you quickly enough.
Why, what do you mean?
They lose interest very fast. That's the way children are. One day you're the first prize in the lake races at the Sunday picnic. The next day you're belly up getting dry rot in a puddle. As I was saying, the boy likes excitement, adventure.
I doubt very much that the boy will ever play with you again. Why, you remind me of the toys I used to see in the nursery back when I was a private. Simple, plain, modern times call for modern toys. If you can't spin around or make noise, he won't find much use in you. And what are you? But a bit of cloth stuffed with sawdust. Hardly fit to swab your deck.
Ha! Well done, sir.
Why, thank you. I thought so.
Well, they certainly are splendid toys. I suppose I don't look like much next to them.
There was a man in our town, and he was wondrous wise. He jumped into a briar bush and scratched out both his eyes.
I beg your pardon?
Those two may talk as if they are the most important toys in the nursery. But I've seen too many of their kind come and go to pay any attention to their boasting.
Oh, but they seem so wonderful.
They may have gears and wheels and move about with a little help from the boy. But they also break their mainsprings and pass away. In the end, they are just toys and will never turn into anything else.
But aren't we all just toys?
They are not real.
Real?
The boy's uncle made me real. That was a great many years ago.
What is real?
A wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird?
Okay.
Since Christmas. She'll do to sleep with you.
My bunny. I'd forgotten. Hello, bunny.
To bed, to bed.
Good night, Nana.
Good night, my child.
Here we are, bunny. This is my bed. Now you sleep right there. All tucked in. Good night, bunny.
Oh, look, Skin Horse, I get to sleep in the boy's bed.
Hush.
Skin Horse?
Yes, little one?
Did you ever sleep in the boy's uncle's bed?
I was his favorite toy, his prize toy. He loved me more than anything.
Skin Horse, what is real? Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?
Real isn't how you are made. It is a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. Once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always.
Oof. Skin Horse? Oh, Skin Horse!
What is it, little one?
Oh, did the boy's uncle ever hold you so tightly?
Just close your eyes.
Oh dear, I can scarcely breathe.
There, there. Hush, little one.
Bunny, tomorrow I'll show you all my favorite things. We'll play all day long.
Oh, Skin Horse, did you hear?
Shh, be still, little one.
Can't you sleep, little bunny? When I can't sleep, Nana always sings to me. Would you like me to sing to you? All right, buddy.
Sleep, 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 and dream. Dream of tomorrow and what may be. I'll always have you. You'll always have me. If only in your dreams.
March brings breezes loud and shrill to stir the dancing daffodil.
So, what should we do today, Bunny? What do you want? What do you think? Something new? Something we haven't played yet? Ooh, I know. I love this one. I'll show you how to play Evil Fortress. This is going to be fun. Now you sit right over here. All right, Bunny. I'll be right back. Evil Fortress! Ah!
Oh, not Evil Fortress. I always end up being sacrificed for the good of the cause. Why must every game he teaches her leave me as a casualty?
Show a little courage if I have to be the fortress wall. I think you can handle another reconnaissance mission.
Just once, I wish I could be His Majesty over there, always treated like top brass.
If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If turnips were swords, I'd have one by my side. If ifs and ands were pots and pans, there would be no need for tinker hands.
Well, we've lost him again.
All right, Bunny.
Ah!
Over here is the mighty fortress where the wise old wizard is being held captive. Now we must bring down the fortress walls and rescue him. Now, you stay behind this barricade until we know the coast is clear. Soldier, we need you to cross over and make sure the time is right for our mission. He isn't gonna make it! Ah! Come on, Bunny, we've got to get in closer. Take that and that. We will never let you have the wizard. We're coming. We're coming to save you, mighty wizard. We've come to rescue you from this evil fortress and take you home with us. Never again will these villains threaten our kingdom. From now until forever, this noble Bunny and I will bring peace and order to this land. Oh, that was great, Bunny. Next time, I'll show you how to climb the fortress wall. Do you smell chicken? Are you hungry, Bunny? I'm hungry. Let's go see what Nana made. Come on, Bunny.
Well, how do you like that? Chicken. I've never had chicken.
I've never had the wind so knocked out of my sails. Oh, it's a dry dock for me for sure.
Who'd have ever guessed he'd have so much fun with a bunny?
The man in the moon looked out of the moon, and this is what he said. 'Tis time that, now I'm getting up, all the children went to bed.
Time for bed, Bunny. In you go.
Lights out and go to sleep. I don't want you staying up till all hours tonight, whispering with that silly bunny.
Yes, Nana, we'll go to sleep. You heard her, Bunny. No whispering tonight. Good night, Bunny.
Good night, my boy. Hello, Skin Horse.
Hello, little one.
Oh, we had so much fun today. We have fun every day. I wish you could come with us sometime. Skin Horse, does it hurt to be real?
Sometimes, but when you are real, you don't mind being hurt.
Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, or bit by bit?
It doesn't happen all at once. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to toys who break easily, or have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes droop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand.
Oh, how I would love for the boy to make me real. Look, my fur is getting a bit thin, right here. But I don't know if I would like losing my eyes and whiskers. Maybe the boy can make me real without those uncomfortable things happening.
Perhaps so, little one.
Oh, to be real.
Well, what a surprise, gone again, out playing with his precious bunny. Ever since the weather warmed up, we've barely seen hide or hair of them, no pun intended.
I still can't fathom what he sees in her.
She's looking pretty shabby these days. Granted, she was never much to look at, but now?
Yes, that Velveteen surely has seen better days.
Never mind that. It's a wonder her ears stay attached. Why, they're just holding on by a thread.
You're surely quick to see the little rabbit's flaws. Her fur may be wearing thin, but don't you know it's because the boy hugs her so tightly while he sleeps? And perhaps the pink is rubbing off her nose, but only because the boy kisses her there so often. You seem to see so much, except that the little rabbit is so very happy.
Hish.
Thinks he knows so much.
I was only saying she looks a bit worn.
It would just be nice if he paid a little bit of attention to us once in a while.
Precisely. I never get a hug.
If truth be told, I suppose I am a wee bit jealous. Just a wee bit.
Well, good for you. The first step is admitting it. Oh, all right, I'm jealous too. Are you happy?
Well, Major, I guess we were wrong. Spinning about and making noise just isn't as important as we thought. I suppose the little rabbit is impressive after all.
Oh, Captain, to think we'd see the day. Outranked by a bunny.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, 7 for a secret never to be told.
Back here, villains! You'll never catch the royal bunny! People of Sapphire Forest, the royal bunny has conquered the evil knights that threatened this peaceful village. A new day is upon you, a time for joy, a time for laughter,
a time for bed.
Oh, Nana, we had so much fun today. We ran all through the forest. We defeated the rebels at the hollowed out log. We nearly escaped the great giant of the elm by digging a tunnel by the river's edge. And we freed all of the innocent people of Sapphire Forest.
Yes, yes, quite a busy day. Goodness, from the looks of it, I guess you dug the tunnel with the rabbit itself.
She's an excellent digger.
Just filthy and wet. I'll have to set it out by the fire to dry.
No. Nana, she's just there from burrowing.
Now. You must learn not to bring all sorts of outside rubbish inside after play. You can have your bunny in the morning.
But I can't sleep without my bunny. Oh, please, Nana. Please don't take her. I promise I'll set her right beside my pillow till she's dry. Nana, please.
All right. My goodness, you must have your old bunny. Fancy all that fuss over a toy.
Give me my bunny. You mustn't say that. She isn't a toy. She's real. You're real, aren't you, bunny?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Of course you can have your bunny. Now, in you go. To bed, bunny too. Well, I declare, if that old bunny hasn't got quite a knowing expression.
Good night, bunny.
Good night. Oh, Skin Horse, did you hear? Just like you said, you heard him, didn't you?
Yes, little one.
I'm real, the boy said it himself. I'm not a toy any longer. Oh, I don't know how I can possibly sleep. I feel so different. I love my boy so much. Is that how you felt, Skin Horse?
I was his uncle's favorite toy, his prize toy. He loved me more than anything, and I will always be real to him.
Oh, but it's so much more than that, more than I ever imagined. It's all right. I'm here. I'm right here.
Sleep and dream of tomorrow and what may be. I'll always have you, you'll always have me, if only in your dreams.
Beautiful summer day. Wouldn't you and your bunny rather be outside?
That's just where we're going, Nana. But Bunny was just hiding in the laundry basket, weren't you, Bunny?
Let me see you. How are you feeling?
Just fine, Nana.
Open your mouth. Let me see your throat.
Really, Nana? I'm fine.
Oh, all right. If you say so. Up you go.
What do you say, Bunny? Should we go to the woods? Perhaps we should see if the giant of the elm has caused any more trouble. Come, Royal Bunny, come.
Mind you conquer all the evil in the forest in time for dinner.
Ah, here we are, safe in the Emerald Glen. I think we escaped the giant of the elm, wouldn't dare come after us here. Whoa, I'm tired. Are you tired too, Bunny? Why don't you stay right here, where it's safe, and get some rest? I will scout ahead to see if any more trouble is about. Never fear, little bunny. I shall return.
Well, I've never been alone in the woods before. It's very big. What was that? Did you hear something? Oh, why, they're bunnies. Like me. I've never met any other bunny before. I wonder if they will want to play. Oh, look at their fur. They look so new. Goodness, they must be very well made, for I can't see their seams at all. How they move about. Can you see where they are wound up? They must be a different kind of bunny altogether.
Why don't you get up and play with us?
Oh, I don't feel like it.
Oh, it's as easy as anything, see? I don't believe you can.
I can! I can jump higher than anything. Well, at least I can when the boy throws me.
Can you hop on your hind legs?
Of course, but I don't want to. I'm really quite comfortable.
She hasn't got any hind legs? Oh boy, fancy. A rabbit without any hind legs.
I have got hind legs. I'm sitting on them is all.
Then stretch them out and show me like this.
I don't like dancing. I'd rather sit still. I told you, I'm quite comfortable.
She doesn't smell right.
He isn't a rabbit at all. He isn't even real.
I am real. The boy said so.
Why, she's nothing but a toy.
Oh, please come back and play with me. Do come back. I know I am real. Please. Oh, dear. Why do they run away like that? Why couldn't they stop and talk to me? Oh, I wonder where the boy is. If he were here, he would have told them. He would have told them that I am real.
Ah, there you are. All the trouble I go through for that child. Such a fuss. But he must have you, so off I go into the rain. I knew I should have kept him in bed this morning, running about all over the forest with a fever. Come along, you. We must get back.
I do not like thee, Dr. Fowl, the reason why I cannot tell, but this I know, and know full well, I do not like thee, Dr. Fowl.
Can you tell what it is, Doctor?
Temperature of 103, rash, sore throat. I'm quite certain it's scarlet fever.
Oh, my heavens, what's to be done?
It's important that he rest. Let no one but yourself enter the room. Plenty of warm fluids and blankets. Keep a close eye on him until the fever breaks.
Bunny.
There, child. Your bunny is right here beside you. I'll do just as you said, Doctor. I'll send word if there is any change.
There. Rest, child. I'll call again in 2 days' time. Good night.
Doctor, is he going to be all right?
I'm afraid it's just too soon to tell.
Bunny!
I'm here. I'm right here.
Oh, Skin Horse, he's so very sick. Some sort of fever, the doctor said. He's so hot he burns my fur. But he shivers as though he's ice cold.
He's lucky to have you by his side.
I won't leave him. He needs me. I'll stay with him until he's well.
I'll stay with him always.
Does it hurt, little one, being Leo?
A bit, but I don't mind at all. I know he needs me. There. I'm right here. You just rest. I'll stay right here. And when you are well again, we'll go out in the garden with the flowers and the butterflies, and we'll play splendid games in the raspberry thicket. When you are well again. Oh, what wonderful times we will have together.
Sleep, sleep, sleep and dream. Dream of tomorrow and what will be. I'll always have you, you'll always have me. If only in your dreams.
My, you're looking better than this morning. You'll be up and about in no time.
Well, let me have a look at you. Swelling down, temperature back to normal. Are you feeling better?
Yes, sir. Much better.
Quite glad to hear. Now, what you need is some nice fresh air. Some time outside. My prescription, a day at the seaside. You should take them tomorrow.
Oh, Nana!
Now, you mustn't overdo it. Just sit, read, enjoy the air. It'll do you wonders after so much time in bed. Is there another room he can sleep in tonight?
Of course, the guest room down the hall.
Very good. You should sleep in there tonight so this room can be disinfected. Now remember what I told you. All the books and toys that the boy has played with in bed must be burnt.
Of course, Doctor. How about his old bunny? He's never without it.
That? Why, it's a mass of scarlet fever germs. Burn it at once.
The poor dear. I'm afraid he's grown quite attached to it. Is it really necessary?
Nonsense. Get him a new one. He mustn't have that anymore. Come along, son. You've got quite a day tomorrow. The seaside awaits you.
Oh, how exciting! I knew my boy would get well. Nana, we are going to the seaside. Shouldn't we go with him?
No. Nana, wait! We mustn't be left behind. Nana, my boy! Where's my boy? Where are you taking me? Oh, Nana, don't leave me here. Please!
Well, that's everything. Too wet for a fire now. I'll let the gardener tend to that in the morning. Poor boy. He does love that old bunny.
Nana, please! Please don't leave me here. We're going to go to the seaside. The boy said so. So cold. How different it is out here. Not at all like the nursery. It's been so long since I was away from my boy. I'm so used to sleeping in his warm bed, snuggling under the covers. Look, over there's the thicket of raspberry canes, where my boy and I used to play. And over there, where he would build me fairy huts. We'd lie in the grass and the ants would tickle my paws. Oh, Skin Horse, it happened. Just like you said, the boy loved me and he made me real. So much more, I love him. And it hurts so much, not in the way you said, but inside. I don't understand this at all. What use is it to be loved and lose your fur and come apart? What use is it to be real if it all ends like this? It mustn't end like this. A tear. A real tear.
And then, a strange thing happened. For where the tear had fallen, a flower grew out of the ground. A mysterious flower, not at all like any that grew in the garden. It had slender green leaves the color of emeralds, and in the center of the leaves, a blossom like a golden cup. It was so beautiful that the little rabbit forgot to cry and just lay there watching it. And then the blossom opened, and out of it there stepped a fairy. She was quite the loveliest fairy in the whole world. Her dress was of pearl and dewdrops, and there were flowers round her neck and in her hair. And her face was like the most perfect flower of all. And she came close to the little rabbit and gathered her up in her arms and kissed her on her velveteen nose that was all damp from crying.
Little rabbit, don't you know who I am? I am the nursery magic fairy. I take care of all of the playthings that the children have loved. When they are old and worn out and the children don't need them anymore, then I come and take them away with me and turn them into real.
Wasn't I real before?
You were real to the boy because he loved you. Now you shall be real to everyone. Come here, little rabbit. Let me hold you in my arms and we shall fly.
And she flew with him into the wood. It was light now, for the moon had risen. All the forest was beautiful, and the fronds of the bracken shone like frosted silver. In the open glade between the tree trunks, the wild rabbits danced with their shadows on the velvet grass. But when they saw the fairy, they all stopped dancing and stood round in a ring to stare at her.
I've brought you a new playfellow. You must be very kind to her and teach her all she needs to know in Rabbit Land, for she is going to live with you forever and ever. Run and play, little rabbit.
But the little rabbit sat quite still for a moment and didn't move. For when she saw all the wild rabbits dancing around her, she suddenly remembered about her hind legs, and she didn't want them to see that she was made all in one piece. She did not know that when the fairy kissed her that last time, she had changed her altogether. And she might have sat there a long time, too shy to move, if just then something hadn't tickled her nose, and before she thought what she was doing, she lifted her tiny toe to scratch it. And she found that she actually had hind legs. Instead of dingy velveteen, she had brown fur, soft and shiny. Her ears twitched by themselves, and her whiskers were so long that they brushed the grass. She gave one leap, and the joy of using those hind legs was so great that she went springing about the turf on them, jumping sideways and whirling round as the others did. And she grew so excited that when at last she did stop to look for the fairy, she had gone. She was a real rabbit at last, at home with the other rabbits. Autumn passed, and winter, and in the spring when the days grew warm and sunny, the boy went out to play in the wood behind the house. And while he was playing, two rabbits crept out from the bracken and peeped at him. One of them was all brown, but the other had strange markings under her fur, as though long ago she had been spotted, and the spots still showed through. And about her little soft nose and her round black eyes there was something familiar, so that the boy thought to himself,
"Why? He looks just like my old bunny that I lost when I had scarlet fever."
But he never knew that it really was his own bunny, come back to look at the child who had first helped her to be real.
"Goodbye, my boy, and thank you. I do love you so."
Sleep, sleep, sleep and dream. Dream of tomorrow and what will be. I'll always have you, you'll always have me. If only in your dreams.